Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Heart to Heart, the Lord speaks to us from God's heart to man's heart, from God's heart to your heart. The Lord wants to talk to you. When I found the Lord to be the best teacher ever. He knows me, how I process, how I think, what gets my attention, what doesn't. And his teaching style is engineered just for me. But once I understand it, I have the concepts, and he'll show me how to relay it to someone else. Now, sometimes I say the same things to groups of people, and it's done in a way that all of them can receive and understand it. But when the Lord gives me specifics for individuals, their style of receiving is considered. And the way the Lord have me to do it, it'll be in a way that they can receive it. And I pay attention to, if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, you'll learn so much more. Jesus wants us to catch on. He always did. He didn't just spell out things for people because he wants you to catch on and desire it and go after it. That's how you have to do life. You have to chase life. You have to run it down. Sometimes he'll put things before us so that it will draw our attention to the things of God. He wants to see if you'll run after it. God's word is a treasure. Now, God is the one who made gold and silver and diamonds and rubies and all the wonderful precious stones. You know why? Because he's good. And he can make them plentiful, he can make them abundant, and he can hide them so that it'll be a treasure to you. Now, what does this represent? There are facts of God's word, truths, that you can chase down, and it will be a treasure to your life. The knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, what men, you know, Jesus said, blessed are your eyes. You see the things that prophets have longed to see and they didn't see. They saw it from a distance, but they did not like what you have. And he rejoiced because God gave these things to his sincere, obedient people. And he hid it from the proud, gave it to babes. Anybody that chased God down, they come to God like a child. They want to know so that they can do something, so that they can so that they can share the love of God with others, so that they can be a blessing to people. You know, some people go to school to be a dentist or a doctor because they want to be a blessing to people and they care about people. They didn't go in it for the money to get wealthy. They did it because they want to supply a need. And that's what it's all about. When you love people like God loves you, that's what you do. You're fruitful. Fruit is always ready to be a blessing. Always. And once you eat the fruit, there's a seed. You can do something with that. That's a resource that you can use, that you can do something with. You can plant it in good soil. And it'll bear fruit again. The same seed that it gave you fruit, it gave you something to eat today, gave you food for the day, meat for the day. And then you plant it. And in a very short time, you got another tree full of fruit. Now watch this. Heavenly time is different than our time. A day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. All right. In a fraction of a day, you got a tree with fruit on. See, time is going to happen. If you, there's so much land, there's so many trees, we don't use the resources God gives us. A person that has land, they can learn how to plant trees. And every time they eat a peach, they can plant a seed. Now, think about Adam. He could plant fruit trees wherever he wanted to. But he had to fight the weeds so that so that it wouldn't suck up the nutrients for the tree. But if he planted a seed every day, eventually he'd be overrun with fruit. In about 25 years, he'd have more fruit than he could ever eat. If he worked that orchard. Whatever you do, you have to work it. So when I pray and ask the Lord for something, if I'm going to involve God, I'm going to be serious about it. And then I'll have what I'm after. But if I'm haphazard about it, I'm not going to follow through with things. But if I'm serious about it, I will follow through with it. And I want God to mightily move throughout my life. And I want to see His hand to work. The more I yield, see, our power is in yielding to God. If I can live a yielded life to God, I can do the things that I really, the Lord will enhance my efforts, and I'll be able to be a blessing that I desire to be. And the Lord has so many wonderful things to say to us, good things. And He's going to share with us His word. He's going to teach us and train us and help us. And He has things to say and talk about. But He can teach you the way you can receive it. It's all about relating to God. It's a blessing. It's a privilege. God gives the diamonds of His truth to His babes. He gives the rubies and pearls and the silver and the gold to His precious people. I'm not talking about precious metals and stones. I'm talking about the deep things of God, the truth of God's word. He can cause you to understand it. And you can relate to it. You can live by it. You can be blessed by it again and again. See, the we have to dig for gold and find it and, you know, and do something with it. The resources are there. And men love treasure. Sometimes they love treasure too much. But the word of God is the best treasure. And it's better than all the precious stones and metals. And when we have them, we can do something with them. We can go forward in life. We can be blessed. And we can see God move throughout our age. All the things of God is pleasant. It's a blessing. It's like being on a pleasant hill. And you see the valleys below full of life, full of flowers, full of trees. Potential. The things of God, the knowledge of God, it starts out in seed form. Sometimes raw material. But then you can, if you work it, just like Adam's orchard, you'll have a great abundance. And sometimes people are born with organizational skills and they don't know what to do with it. And then they happen to get the right job, but they fit it like a glove. The Lord once gave me wisdom concerned about working. And He said, tell my people to pray for the job or work situation that they're most suited for. And when you do that, sometimes there are things God put deep in you and you don't know about it, and your parents don't know about it, and your friends don't know about it, but it's there. And when the right circumstance comes along, you'll fit that situation like a glove. And that's why I don't underestimate people. I see gifts in people sometimes. Sometimes I can see God's hand to work in the lives of young people, old people. Some people are very witty and they're wordy. And that's because God put something deep inside. I've seen mechanics that can, they're just cunning workers. They can do some things. They make it look so easy. It's a gift. There are doctors out there that they just supersede the best. And it's a gift. They happen to do the career that fits the gift that God gave them. And they enjoy it. When you enjoy something and you're good at it, naturally good at it, that's a gift from God. These are also treasures that you gotta find. They are there. Everybody has them. And they're there. And too many times that these treasures are dormant in people and they don't even realize it. It's time now for people to go forward and not backwards, and to receive what God has done in them. The more we do these things, the better off we are. It's time for us to grow and learn with patience. Every time we endeavor to do something, we also have to have the element of patience. The things of God don't jump up overnight. It starts in seed form and it grows. It gets better and greater, better and greater, better and greater. We grow from glory to glory. See, we have to receive the word. We believe it, we receive it. Because we believe it, we receive it. Because we receive it, it turns into faith. Because it turns into faith, we can speak it and apply it and work it. And then it starts forming what was once a concept on the inside, a vision on the inside. We had the promise of God. That's why we have faith for it. Then we speak that promise. And then it starts growing, just like a plant, just like a tree. And you do that continually, eventually you'll have plenty of everything. I thought of something yesterday. I came from a very good neighborhood. And I saw a side of life that was just wonderful. Now, I was born when my parents were 40. They were in their 40s. I saw my birth certificate. My mom was 40. My dad was 42 on my birth certificate. And my sister said my parents were the same age. But on my birth certificate, my mom was 40. My dad was 42. Now, by the time I came along, they were more established. My dad had built a house. He had worked many years. And when you do that over time, you can save a little bit. Beside paying all your bills and expenses. And my mom, you know, my parents moved to a nice neighborhood. And the people, all my friends, their parents were around the same age group. Some parents were a little younger or older, but they were a more established people in that neighborhood because they had career jobs. They worked at plants and they were teachers and they were blue collar workers basically, but they worked together and they built their life. And I saw good things. I remember one Christmas, Mr. Austin bought his wife a brand new car and had it sitting outside Christmas morning with a big bow around it. And she woke up and had a new car out there. I said, that's the way I want to be. The people in my neighborhood gave me something to look forward to. I had vision. My uncle, he worked at Stockholm Vale. He had one of those jobs that you work when you go to work. But when he came home, they would get off about 3 o'clock, 3:30, and he'd come home and he'd work in his yard and his grass was beautiful, his house was nice. And I remember one year he built a fountain out front and he finished his basement. Instead of parking under the basement, he made a big game room out of it. He had a pool table and TV and stereo down there. That's where the family would come whenever they had a, in the summertime. You know, it worked to help us be close because they had somewhere to come to. And then he built a swimming pool. Now he didn't do all this in one year. He did this year after year. Over time, he had a very nice house and his grandkids could play. And then they used to track water all in the kitchen upstairs. So he built a deck from his bedroom. And then a few years later, he built a kitchen underneath it. So they wouldn't have to track water all over the house. And it was like a resort. And this was a nice in-ground pool with a diving board. You know, I remember a year I swam every day from the time I got out of school in the spring all the way till the fall when I went back. I swam every day. I didn't miss not one day that year. I forgot what year that was. Because my sister also, she was a lifeguard at a pool that where Hayes High School was. So, you know, in Avondale. You see good things, but I was raised in a more established neighborhood. Now, this is the thing. I didn't see my parents when they first started out. After the war was over, my dad built a house. I didn't see that part. And sometimes he'd get laid off, and he'd go and put roofs on houses. You know, he did what he could do for his family. I didn't get to see the groundwork. I saw them in a more established situation. And my expectation was the same way. I wanted to do what they had done. And all the people who were that I grew up with. They were a more established community. So what I did do, I learned, and I decided I want to be like that. I saw a cartoon one time, and the cat couldn't catch the mouse. And he tried with all his might to catch the mouse. The mouse got away. He looked in the cabinet. There was nothing in the cabinet. And I said, you know what? When I grow up, I'm going to work. I'm not going to be broke. I decided that a long time ago. And I meant it. And I did the groundwork. I didn't get the best jobs, but I started a business. I worked the job I could get. I worked that job. I did what I had to do. And things worked out. And the day, and everything happened where I became more and more established. And life was good and better. Now God loves us and He cares about us in every way of life. And He's going to help us do all that's in His heart. It's up to us. He gave us the natural resources so that we can do the handiwork of God. God has so much to say, and it's a blessing. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.